Welcome back to the House Rules Podcast, where we break down the rules for getting shit done. I'm your host, Stephen Almeida, and today we're diving into one of the most straightforward yet toughest to embrace success principles. Rule number 7, show, don't tell. We live in a world where everyone's busy talking about what they're gonna do, but few are actually out there doing it. In a culture of faking the grind, social media flexing, and endless promises, the real doers are the ones who shine. This episode is all about cutting through the noise, getting down to business, and making sure your actions speak louder than your words. So let's get into it. Let's kick things off with a cold, hard truth. We're living in an era where it's easier to talk about doing something than to actually do it. Social media has made it so damn simple to curate a persona, to show the world a highlight reel of your life without putting in the real work behind the scenes. You ever scroll through Instagram and see someone flexing about their grind and you just know they're not about it? It's like, dude, you're spending more time snapping photos at the gym than actually lifting weights. This culture of faking until you make it, it's got people stuck in the fake it part and forgetting all about the make it part. And look, I get it. We all been there, talking a big game about our goals, hyping ourselves up in front of others. But here's the thing. Talking about your goals can give you this false sense of accomplishment. Your brain's tricked into thinking you've done something when really, you've done nothing but talk. It's like saying, I'm going to start eating healthy and then ordering a pizza to celebrate the decision. It doesn't work like that. And that brings me to my next point, action. The real difference maker between those who talk and those who do. You know the saying, the quietest in the room is the most lethal. That's because the ones who are actually grinding don't have time to tell you about it. They're too busy doing the work. When was the last time you saw someone who was truly successful constantly broadcasting every move they make? You don't. They're out there, keeping their heads down, focused on the grind, and by the time you hear about them, they've already made it. Success isn't about what you say you're going to do. It's about what you actually do. You can't just sit around pointing fingers, blaming others for your lack of progress. It's easy to say my family doesn't support me or the world's against me, but more often than not, we're our own biggest roadblock. We talk about our dreams, but when it comes to taking the plunge, we hesitate. And that's the pitfall of blaming others. It's a way to avoid taking responsibility. If you're not where you want to be, it's not because of your mom, your friends, or the universe conspiring against you. It's because you're not taking the necessary steps to get there. Blaming your mom for not believing in your mixtape is like blaming your dog for not learning how to cook. It's just ridiculous. You gotta own your grind. Now let's get real about the grind. There are no shortcuts to success. If you want to achieve your goals, you got to put in the work. Day by day, inch by inch, it's a long, arduous road. But that's the only way to get to where you want to go. Success is like pushing a boulder uphill. It's going to take everything you've got. But once you get it rolling, it's unstoppable. There's no sitting idly by, waiting for opportunity to knock on your door. You've got to go out there and get it. Find the opportunity and seize it. And let's be honest. Maybe no one's investing in your big idea. Maybe you're lacking the support you crave. But so what? That's no excuse to throw in the towel. Instead, bet on yourself. Have faith in your abilities. Show up for yourself every day and take tangible steps to turn your dreams into reality. If nobody's betting on your big idea, so what? Bet on yourself. Just don't gamble your rent money. Let's not get crazy. But seriously, there's something powerful about believing in your own potential, even when no one else does. So we've established that talking is easy and doing is hard. But how do you make that shift from talking to doing? It all comes down to having a plan, specifically a daily action plan. Here's the thing. Every successful person you know has a plan. They wake up each day with a game plan and they stick to it. That's how they win. If you don't have a plan, you're just wandering around hoping for something to happen. Spoiler alert, it won't. Start by identifying the specific actions you need to take each day to work towards your milestone. Make these actions a part of your daily routine so that they become habits. Begin with writing down all the tasks and goals you need to accomplish for the day. This includes both personal and professional goals and any specific actions related to your long-term goals. Everyone has peak productivity hours, those times when you're in the zone and can really get shit done. For most people, that's in the morning. So schedule your most challenging tasks for these hours. Incorporate routines into your day. Establish morning and evening routines to bookend your day. Provide structure and stability. Set daily goals that align with your long-term objectives. And at the end of the day, review your progress. Reflect on what worked, what didn't, and adjust for the following day. Set goals for the day, realistic ones. Not like, I'm going to make $1 million today. More like, I'm going to make a sandwich today. Start small and build up, people. Let's take it to another level. Let's talk about the spiritual side of things. There's a famous verse in the Bible, James 2:26, that says, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without work is dead also. What does that mean? It means you can have all the faith in the world, but if you're not putting in the work, it's meaningless. You can't just sit there praying for success and not do the work. You've got to put in the work. Faith without works is like a car without gas. It ain't going nowhere. This isn't just about grinding for the sake of grinding, though. It's about aligning your actions with your beliefs and your values. Reflect on your spiritual beliefs, whatever they may be. Let them guide your actions. When your actions are aligned with your values, your journey becomes that much more fulfilling. Look, pray all you want, but God's not going to come down here and finish your mixtape for you. You got to meet him halfway. At least hit record. So here's the bottom line. Talk is cheap. Action is what counts. Whether it's building that business, writing that book, or dropping that album, you got to show up every day and do the work. Stop telling the world what you're going to do and start showing them what you're made of. All right, y'all. Here's your challenge for the week. Create a daily plan and stick to it. Stop talking and start doing. Show up for yourself and watch how the world responds. And hey, if you're about it, share your action plan with us on social media using hashtag House Rules Podcast. Let's hold each other accountable.